Hey everybody, we know you're expecting some spy music, but before we do that, we wanted to let you in on a few things. We are working to catch up on the podcast. We're going to release them on more of a daily schedule until we are. And we're going to start doing some giveaways on Twitter. So go to twitter.com/nerdappropriate and follow us. And we will start giving some things away in the next coming weeks. Keep your eyes open for that. And lastly, today is a very special Valentine's Day episode. We have our wives on. We play some games. It's very different, so we hope you enjoy it. Without further ado, here's the Valentine's Day special for the Rated NA podcast for nerdappropriate.com.
Welcome to the Valentine's Day episode of the Rated NA podcast for nerdappropriate.com. I made Jen laugh in the first 3 seconds. It took nothing, just an all right.
It's a success. Podcast over.
Podcast over. See you later.
Happy Valentine's Day.
So indeed, we're doing a special episode for Valentine's Day for many reasons. One of which we're going to start off right off the bat is that our own nerdling Scott is marrying his non-nerdling girlfriend, Jen.
Yay!
This week.
This week?
Yes.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah. It's
five days.
Yes, it is this weekend.
Oh, okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Crazy.
People don't know that we actually record these things on different, especially now that they're all about 3 episodes behind.
Yes. It's all right. Things happen. Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. So we're very happy. We're all actually
I can't believe it.
There slash
I'm
part
so
of it.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
I can't wait.
Let's hear a 1 minute version of your proposal. What you did.
Oh yeah.
We never really have talked about this.
Should I tell my version of it or Jen's version?
Well, actually, first, hold on. Let's go around the table. Just say names so that when people are talking, we can kind of somewhat know. You know me. It doesn't matter. This is my lovely wife,
Melissa, also known as Mayok on nerdappropriate.com.
Correct.
I'm Christina, Ash's wife.
I'm Ash.
We know that.
I'm Jen, Scott's almost wife.
There you go.
And I'm Scott.
All right, so to the proposal.
So Jen has this ring that I got for her when we first started dating, and she wears it all the time, so...
Is it a cock ring?
It was my birthday weekend.
If we were doing the drinking game, that would be drink number one. Continue the story. It was your birthday weekend.
It was my birthday weekend.
It was your birthday weekend, and I will be the first to admit that a proposal was long overdue, so...
how long have
Scott?
You been together?
When we get married, it'll be 8 years.
You guys have been together longer than any of the people in the room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we made you look really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I knew that, like, I thought it was possible that if I didn't do it this weekend, I was going to get punched in the face. So I decided that
was also, what, 3 weeks after our wedding, right? Or 4 weeks after our wedding?
Yeah, shortly after your wedding as well.
So there was some
no
wedding,
added pressure.
Some wedding fever in the air at that point, possibly.
So we got the ring, but
we went and looked at rings. I didn't know that you got it.
Oh, well, we went and looked at rings, and then I got a ring. And then, so what I did was, we were getting ready to go out that night for her birthday, and I stole the ring that she normally wears, and then as we were getting ready, it was like one of those things where she's like, "Where's my ring? Where's my ring?"
Which I felt
like,
completely ridiculous saying out loud, by the way.
I think I just like stole it like right out of the bathroom.
The shower,
we were like in the shower, yeah. So she's like, "Where's my ring? I can't find my ring. We can't go out without it." And I was like, "Oh, it's in here."
That's exactly how
And then I unzipped my pants.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
No, and then she just and then she came into the room and then I did it.
And then we went bowling.
And then she likes to say that. So when she tells a story, she's always like, "Well, we were getting ready to go bowling."
Well, we were. That was the truth.
Actually, I met you guys that night for your birthday.
Yes.
Yes.
I was at work.
You were. That was when you were still in retail hell.
Mm-hmm. So we're getting married.
Yay!
Congratulations.
5 days.
Welcome to hell.
Just kidding.
Game over.
What was that bumper sticker we're making? I don't think you guys heard the bumper sticker we're making.
Yeah, what was
Chrissy was asleep, Melissa was gone, and Jen doesn't listen to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, what was it? I forgot. I was fried.
It was Wives Ruin Lives.
It's so random.
Actually, I did hear that from the other room.
Yeah.
And I said something in the car on the way home.
Hey, Wives Ruin Lives! And I was like... I didn't say it. It was Matt.
Yeah, so, wait, why do wives ruin lives?
We're just kidding.
We were kidding.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
Why would we be serious about that?
Wives enrich lives.
I do have to admit, though,
wives
every
enrich
time.
Lives.
Oh, that's the real bumper sticker I want to make.
When Ash does mimic your voice, he always makes you sound like
a goblin.
A goblin.
I have a confession.
I don't sound like a goblin in real life.
You don't, but...
He wishes.
He secretly
wishes. I really wish you were a goblin. That's all my cards are rolling.
Every single one is a goblin.
Like, wish you were a goblin. That's all they say.
Wish you would trade your pretty face for a goblin face.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, we are very lucky because we have females in our lives that deal with our habits and our obsessions. Huh. Scott has an Admiral Akbar chamber in his house. I have a man cave. Matt has a man cave. And we generally don't get too much flack for our hobbies, which is pretty awesome.
So when... I'm going to ask this of both sides.
Okay.
So everybody's going to have to answer this briefly. But Ash, when did you know it was nerd love? What happened that you knew your nerd life would be okay being with this lady?
God, it was ages ago. We used to all get together and watch Joss Whedon stuff. And near the very tail end of that, watching Angel, Christina would come by and was a big fan of that. And any girl that can hang with Joss Whedon is definitely
okay with
aces
you.
In my book. So
pizza, Mountain Dew,
yeah.
A lot of farting and
jokes.
And,
well, I used to have an old white leather couch. That was like disgusting.
Now I have an old white leather
couch. Yes. And like we would just all hang out on the old white leather couch and watch
that
a bunch
chair
of
chair that you called the throne.
Yeah, the throne. We all but pretty much just watching a lot of bad science fiction genre TV or good. I mean great science fiction
right.
genre
so,
TV.
So then to flip the question, Chrissy,
uh-huh.
what nerdy thing almost made you reconsider being with Ash? Has there been a nerdy thing?
Oh man.
Well, I don't think anything made me reconsider being with Ash, but there
gave
were
you pause.
Points that I thought, oh my god, if I have to deal with this anymore, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. And it was probably when he was guild leader of of his guild in WoW, and he used to run molten cores for like. They would take like 5 hours. I'd be like, okay, 5 hours.
And scheduled,
hours.
Too. I always
right.
remember.
They were scheduled like certain day of the week, certain time. And I remember going over there and like I would watch TV or like get schoolwork done or whatever. And I would be like, okay, 5 hours, I can deal with that. That's not that long. But then after it, there would be like a 3 hour officer's chat. And I'd be like, 5 hours just turned into 8 hours. I'm going to bed and I haven't even said one word to you tonight.
Yeah,
so,
that
I mean,
was pretty bad.
That was kind of, you know. We had to kind of...
Definitely a way to win the ladies over for me as well. Like, you just sit here in the bed and wait for me.
Yeah.
And when I am done with Molten Core, we will make love together.
And you eat a turkey leg at the same time.
So Scott, ye old 8-year relationship, at what point did you realize that this lady was okay with your nerd habits? And this would be a keeper.
I think what I really appreciate is the tolerance of it.
Just in general?
Well, I mean, because when we met, I was still kind of like, at that, we were all living together. And
right.
Like, a lot of my time was just playing video games anyways. So I think one of the things we did when we first... One of like our activities when we first met is like she would just come over and I would play like Skies of Arcadia on the GameCube.
Yeah.
Like
no, this is true.
Like
look at her face.
Yeah. Like literally like hours on end, and then that would be it. And then you know we would just go to bed.
Which
or whatever.
I was new to this whole video game thing.
Yeah.
This is not. I did not grow up with boys playing video games.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you just like sat and watched, and then
so
like,
I must have really liked you.
Yeah, I know. And I mean,
because I would just sit on the bed with you and Matt and Adam.
Oh, and then we'd all play video games.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I would try to play Super Smash Brothers with them, and it was
we were kind of brutal in that game.
Horrible.
Yeah, probably wasn't
yeah.
fun.
No,
but it was.
Really.
I mean, but it's always been stuff like that, though. It's like, you know, you like sat down to watch Star Wars with me, and like you went to the convention with me. It's just like you're always been very receptive to like at least. You know, like checking out the
so
nerd
you leave
stuff.
Every Thursday night to do a podcast
yeah,
about
do,
nerd things.
We do this podcast, yeah.
So, Jen, was there a moment where the nerdiness got too much, got to be too much, where it was just, it was on the verge of, man, what is going on? I think I have a clue of what it is, but I want to see what you're going to say.
Oh, God. I have to pinpoint one moment.
There are many things.
I know. Well, you had to get rid of all the, like, Star Wars, like, life-size cutouts.
Or at least put them away.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to
like,
say no.
I think in the old bedroom, there used to be, like a Yoda and a Darth Maul, like, full-size.
There was.
Yeah. So I think getting rid of those was, like, a pretty big step for me.
If you hear any weird noises,
that's
we have Penny with us. Who actually her name is
Miss Money
the full
Penny.
Name is Miss Money Penny.
Miss Money Penny, yeah.
James Bond
James
reference.
James Bond reference.
I actually thought it was gonna be D&D at our house.
Oh, well that came way after.
It was too late.
Was,
you were in too
yeah,
deep at
that,
that
was
point.
Way into yeah.
Jen came and joined us at a D&D
but
session
definitely
one night.
If that would have happened like really early in the relationship,
it would have been over.
It would have been.
You were already seated at the nerd table at.
Oh,
at
that's
yeah, yeah.
horrible.
She was bummed about that. We had names for our tables at our wedding. We had like the rock and roll
table,
the nerd table. The
parents.
Family table, parents table.
I think you have one
like
called
downtown.
The
drinkers table.
Yeah.
Yeah, the downtown / drinkers table.
And the
Jen,
nerd table.
Jen
I got
through,
at the nerd table.
Jen through being with Scott was sat at the nerd table.
I am forever at the nerd
she's
table.
She's deeply offended.
So I guess the question goes to me.
Mm-mm.
When did I know?
Mm-hmm.
And ours, actually, I would say... for a different type of nerdiness was one of our... I guess was our first date was taking you to see Mitch Hedberg.
That was our first date
at the Improv, and you actually liking comedy and being like into it because comedy shows are weird. Some people don't really like sitting there and listening to comedians talk for 3 hours. And I was like, all right, we can see where this goes.
Yeah, and then you know, weeks after weeks, I sat on the couch while you and Adam played Halo.
Oh
we did play a lot of Halo.
And
so is this your moment of pause?
I think no, it wasn't. I never really had a moment of pause.
Aww, who answered correctly in this group?
But it's the truth. I never really ever doubted it. I never. There wasn't anything ever really nerdy that you did that I was like, I don't know if I can handle.
I do have to say that Jen and Melissa and I. This probably was the same for you of a different group of people, but Jen and Melissa did have to battle through a group of guys, which was me, Scott, and Adam, our friend Adam, who's actually going to be on the podcast, I think, or was on the podcast.
Or was on the podcast.
who have known each other for, like, almost two decades at this point, and just sit around and do the same shit all the time together. So, when they first came into the dating scene with us, it was very much, like, I think the joke still is that Scott has to divorce me before him and Jen
yeah.
can get
yeah.
married. So.
And the games of Taboo are just brutal. Because of that.
Cranium. They made me play Cranium like the second or third time I hung out with them. Which is
well, we
impossible.
Used to play that all the time though. Because that Kenzie, like all those group, that group back then, we played board games constantly. So, cool.
Yeah.
That was a little introduction.
So, what are we doing tonight?
Introductory period. We are going to do some more talking and then we've got a game. We're going to play a nerdy newlywed game. Where we've all answered some questions and we're going to see how they match up. And I guess you want to do that first?
Sure.
We made no show notes, so.
Let's do it.
Let's do that
start
first.
Start out with a game
we'll
and then kind of segue into some other
Are we doing bumper music?
Yeah, we'll come right back. We'll come right back and do the
Nerdy newlywed.
Newlywed game, nerdy edition. That's what I'm calling it.
Okay.
Trademark. Is that hard for everybody?
Game.
Trademark
the nerdy,
registered.
The nerdy wed game.
See you in a
nerdy
circle.
Wed game. Yeah, Chrissy has better.
The nerdy wed game. Chrissy wins. Trademark registered. Copyrighted.
Nerdy wed.
Heard it here first.
Heard it here first. We'll be right back. Let's play the Nerdy Word Game! All right, so here's how it works for anyone who's dumb and never seen the Newlywed Game. I'm going to ask questions to the ladies. Or I'm going to ask questions to the guys, sorry. I'm on page with my own game. I'm going to ask questions to the guys. We are going to answer these questions based on what we think our lady wrote down on a card. Got it?
Got it.
Pretty simple.
We
will fuck this up somehow, probably.
We previously answered these questions and wrote them down on index cards.
So, Ash, Scott, myself.
Yep.
Number one. I need to put some kind of music in. It's just weird without music. Don't give me fake music. I'm going to do real music.
Before we start, you know, like on the game shows, sometimes they say, like, we did a coin toss backstage, and like the pink team is. What do you think that coin toss is like? You know, like, do you think it's like official, like at a football game where they come in and
it's
they're
fake,
like,
actually.
Yeah,
probably, right?
Because they always say, like, you know, we flipped a coin backstage. Do you think like the announcer comes in with like?
Yeah, I think there's like a wizard like Gandalf, and
like
he has
a
like a magical coin.
Yeah,
and he just works for every game show.
Maybe they put on a sorting hat and it says, "You will go first."
Sometimes you just want to be like, you're full of shit. There was no coin toss.
Why wouldn't there be?
Or like, what are all the teams like standing around like in the host has the coin. He's like, here's the magical Jeopardy coin, and here we go. And
I think
like,
we have the next.
Second!
I think we have the next.
Grind my gears.
Is that really a fucking coin toss? I need to know the truth.
Sorry, I thought that was a good time to talk about that.
That's all right. Alright. So, for the men, for the boys with the toys.
Yes.
Number one, what is the most annoying thing our wife does while we game?
You starting with me?
Ash.
He's looking at you.
Wait.
Starting with me.
The most annoying thing we do?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
That's why it was so hard.
So, the most annoying thing wife does.
Are we keeping points?
Yes.
5 points per question, right?
Why not just one?
Okay, fine.
This is
going to
be. This is going to take 5 hours.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This will be enough.
Okay. The most annoying thing my wife does while I game. I would have to say, put her fingers in my ears.
No. That is the wrong answer.
Oh, Chrissy, what did you write?
What?
What people are saying on the
headset.
Oh, yeah.
What is he saying?
What is he saying?
Do you really
What's
put
so
your...
funny?
That one's not so... You don't do that so much.
Scott. What is the most annoying thing Jen does while you're gaming?
I'm going to say... nothing. I'm going to say nonchalantly walking back and forth in front of the TV.
You think that's annoying?
One side
of the house to the other.
You go behind the
couch. I got to hand it to you.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty annoying. I was at the end of Dead Space. The end of Dead Space.
I live here,
and
too.
She had to pee. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The nerve.
Jen, what did you write?
I wrote describing what I'm doing on the computer to him.
Well, see, now I have a conundrum because I know Melissa wrote down what she thought I did while I was annoying,
right.
I guess. I don't know.
I wrote down what I thought you
did. Can I do a new one real
Can
quick?
Can I do one real quick? Here, because I already know what it
see,
is.
See, we already fucked up. What did I say? We will already fuck up.
We're back on track, though. We're back on track. And your answer is submitted.
The thing is,
okay?
It's...
Okay.
It's exactly what Chrissy wrote is, and it's ask me what's going on while I'm on the headset.
Oh, I did write ask, but then I put talk to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
How does that count?
What I originally wrote was bangs on things and throw things when he gets frustrated.
Oh, that's funny too.
So do I get the point? We need
to let's give it to you. You don't fucking win anything.
Yes, I do.
What do you win?
Pride.
Fellatio?
Oh, ew. That is too
oh, that's
so, well,
we haven't
well,
even begun.
Oh, yeah.
No. I answered it incorrectly.
Okay,
the
that's fine.
I'm
fine.
No
all
point.
Right. All right, ladies or boys? Do you want to alternate? How do we want to do this?
Yeah, let's do alternate.
Okay,
alternate.
I have to find it then. Guys.
No,
ladies.
Man, the Karens are on a roll tonight.
What did your significant other, your manly man, say is the first thing you do in the morning? Jen.
Look at my phone.
Scott?
I said pee.
Oh, I was going to say that! That's awesome!
And then
sometimes
put,
and pee.
And then you put
phone.
In your contacts.
Oh, yeah.
Can, that's two things.
I know, but I just...
You're trying to get away with two things.
Yeah,
you're
yeah I guess so.
I almost said
Chrissy!
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sometimes I pee. Yeah.
Are we going...
Because
oh.
you don't want to. Like,
oh,
okay.
I know, I don't want
to
pee.
I'm going to say... Go back to sleep.
I answered urinates.
That is not what it looks like. I will say, okay, I have to
say. Oh, there's a sign that says for a long time.
For the visual humor for the podcast, Ash may have drawn what is supposed to be a woman urinating.
And to add to his picture, I have to say that Matt has told me that he believes how women pee is that it opens like a trap and the water falls out really fast.
Isn't that true?
So
see?
Illustration.
It does too.
The
yeah,
illustration
that's
is perfect.
That's how it works.
Listening
it just,
to a woman urinate
it just
is
opens
like,
up and
like,
just falls out
like
of her
the, like the Ghostbusters kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, in reverse.
Sweet lady of mine that I love very much.
The first thing I do in the morning?
Yes.
Well, I know the first thing I actually do is whine. But I probably ask what time it is.
Sleep more.
Oh. Wah, wah.
That wasn't the first thing I do in the morning. If I'm already sleeping, is that after I wake up?
Yes.
Yeah.
You,
wake up,
you
go
immediately back to sleep.
So nobody wins.
Nobody's winning this
no
game.
Well, I mean, you really do. I mean, when you first get up, you pee.
No.
Oh, get up,
yeah,
like out of bed.
Yeah.
Like
it actually just says,
up.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should listen.
I nice. Should listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's
just
been a life
right
problem of mine.
Number. Number.
Embarrassing.
Number two. What did your husband say is his favorite comic book character? Wait, no, wait. What do you think your husband will say is his favorite comic book character?
Matt.
So, oh, right, because I need to answer what you wrote.
Yeah.
I don't remember how this game works.
I have no idea.
Did you go with...
You can't ask.
Iron Man?
No.
Ah!
Not. I wrote Thor.
Thor.
I know, but you were so excited about Thor.
You don't
know
who I am, do you?
Hi. Who are you?
Chrissy.
No.
No, it's me.
Ash. What
Ash.
Did Chrissy write?
I
know how to do this.
Wolverine.
No, that remember when this was the one that I said, I don't know, there's two. Yeah.
Captain
America.
Yeah. See, that makes sense too.
Scott.
I was going
to
put
She had to run into your
yeah,
office to find an answer.
I don't read a lot of comics, so I'm going to guess that you cheated and said Admiral Akbar.
No. That's not even a comic. Is that a comic?
Well,
he's
in the
comics.
He's
in comics.
He's
in
the
comics. There
are
Star Wars comics. It's okay, Jen.
What
did you write?
What did you write?
I just wrote Charlie Brown.
That one's cute.
That's a good character.
You get points for that.
Yeah.
I mean, not in the game.
You don't get points
for
that.
But,
okay,
but
so
personally.
But she
yeah.
pays attention.
Well. Yeah, no, that's sweet.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
All right, ladies, I'm back on track.
Okay.
I know how this works again. What did your husband say is on top of your refrigerator right now, Melissa?
A lot of Melissa's shit.
That's
don't know
really
what
gross.
That means.
Like a lot
I
of
just
stuff.
Wrote bottles.
There's no bottles up there.
That was on our old fridge. They've been together a very long time.
We're in a new place with a new
I don't look
got,
at things anymore.
See, this is why it was a good question.
Jen!
Cereal and dog stuff.
Cereal!
Hey!
Yay!
The first
Yay!
Point awarded
Yay!
In the game!
I need to go for food. Like, even when there's dog stuff.
Chrissy!
There.
Cereal comes first.
Yeah, cereal
I
comes first.
I think that he wrote a bunch of really old papers of some sort.
It's going to be up to the judges. Manuals for electronics and shit.
Oh, okay.
Those are old.
I'll go
old
with
papers.
Old papers. I'll go
I,
with
I did draw a NES manual.
You did draw a NES manual.
Why is your
award?
NES manual on top of your fridge?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. There's like all
Alrighty.
I do like that
tape
illustrated every single
time. 2 points awarded, except for Milady.
We're still at zero. Scott, the
Osowskis
and the
Sevillas
are at one. Because there's two questions and there's 10 questions.
Boys!
There's
boys.
Number three. What did your significant other say you never leave the house without? Scott!
Wait, what do I?
What did she say that you never leave the house without?
My cell phone.
Yeah. 2 points! The Osowskis.
Yeah.
Taking off.
Man, this is one of three items.
Ash.
That I always have.
This was another toss-up one.
Yeah. I'm going to go for wallet. What? I gotta buy your shit every time I go out.
His phone!
I'm yelling at you to get off of it.
I'm going for a threefer. Phone?
No!
What?
You leave your house without your phone several occasions the last time we've been out. You never leave without your keys because you always drive.
That's good logic. That was close.
And your hat.
Ooh,
see, there was irony there because there was a phone and then not a phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Scott. There was irony.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies!
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What did your husband say for how you would finish this sentence?
Oh, boy.
First thing in the morning, I usually find my husband's blank on my blank. Chrissy.
Knowing the ass, vulgarity, I'm going to say that I normally find his hand on my boob.
What? Hand on boob!
And of course, an illustration of hands and boobs.
Yes.
What is wrong with your hand?
Melissa.
Yes.
What did
really
I
big
say?
Boobs, Chrissy.
Well,
yeah. Wow. Oh boy. I usually find his
feet on my legs. That's, I know that's at night.
That's when we go to bed.
I know. In the morning, first thing in the morning,
you
I usually find
answered.
Your
you can't double it.
Feet in my bed. I don't know.
End of yours on mine.
Oh, your butt on my butt?
I find your butt on my butt.
It's true. Oh,
yeah,
it's
a
good one.
Yeah, that's a great
yeah.
one.
We sleep cheek
oh,
to
yeah.
cheek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
When you guys fart, do you ever fart inside each other?
We talk about it. He always wants to know what would happen.
Wow.
I feel like it would just be an endless fart.
One of you would just be floating in the air, like methane floating around the room.
We've learned how to fly.
Oh, you're something on my something.
We're going to lose this game.
You're...
I know we have no points.
You've also been married the longest.
Yeah. Seriously.
Your face.
What is going on here? There's like a deep stare going on in their side of the table.
I don't like it when you touch me. So.
Oh, so sad.
Oh man.
I don't know.
You're gonna need an answer.
My pillow.
Oh, so close! I said head in the armpit.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
I wouldn't like waking up to that either.
See, yeah, really sticky.
Okay, the Osowskis and the Sevilles are still tied. 2 points.
It's
still
really close, though.
2 points.
Oh,
the Karens have nothing.
Sorry, guys.
Pause. All right, guys.
Yes.
Number four. What do you think your lady put for? What was the last toy, action figure, or gadget that you bought? Ash.
I'm going to say the Kinect for her.
Oh.
I was thinking of just things for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So I wrote Dead Space 2.
Oh, yeah. Games could be part of that. That is the last game I bought.
It was a toy.
Scat.
Damn.
What was the question?
Oh, my God.
What was the last toy, action figure, or gadget you bought?
Oh, we bought a stamper tonight. to stamp. Yeah, all right. I was excited because we actually got to buy not just like a plain wooden stamp, but like an actual machine to stamp things with.
For
the wedding.
Yes.
And I was kind of excited to buy
gadgets. He bought it. I didn't buy it. He bought it.
Wow. Yeah.
You don't talk yet.
I know.
You gotta hold on to that in your brain. I bought I didn't really buy any. I rented the carpet washer.
I was going to put that, but I didn't. Because it is a gadget, but I didn't put that, and we didn't buy it.
I feel like that's my answer, though. I can't go back. Once you say it, that's kind of right. There's no double answering here.
The only thing I could think of was Brock Sampson.
That was a long-ass time ago. Good lord.
Well, what else did you buy since Comic-Con?
Since July? I think I've bought something, I hope.
Toys? Or gadgets?
Or gadgets.
Well, I was going to put the...
You just don't know me!
I was going to put the Google laptop, but you didn't buy that. You got it for free.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. All right. We're horrible at this game.
Mm-hmm. Karen's zero.
They got zero, too.
Oh, yeah.
This is Diaz.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
All right. Ladies. You find it.
Number four.
Which famous George... does your husband sound like during sex?
Oh.
George Costanza, George Foreman, or George of the Jungle? Chrissy.
There's only one I'll be pissed about.
I don't know which one that is, hopefully. I'm going to go with George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle!
Oh my god! Ash has just illustrated his jungle-like penis.
He just drew a cactus on the front of the What? Why does that cactus look so sad?
Oh my god!
You have hair on your penis.
Sometimes there's hair on the shaft.
Such a sad-looking cactus.
I would post these, but I think it'd get you fired if it's on the website.
Matt, what did you say? Or what do you think?
You just want me to tell you what I wrote on the card?
I think you sound like George Costanza.
Hell yeah! George Costanza! Points on the board!
That's the one I would have been mad at.
What the hell? Why? Oh, what's going on here? What happens?
What happened?
Jen!
What is this?
We're not making babies tonight.
Jen, what did you put? Or what did Scott put?
I don't know. I'm going to go with the other one. George Foreman.
Yes! Yeah! I thought that would be funny.
Right.
Wait, no, wait, hold on. There's more writing on Scott's card.
And then I wrote a joke on my card.
Uh-oh.
And I wrote, actually, Jetson, get me off of this crazy thing.
Ha, 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 ha. Call her crazy.
Well, we're gonna
get, just a joke.
We're going to get Scott a joke writer, obviously.
But I did
like George Jetson.
George Foreman.
Yay.
George Jetson's still topical, right?
Yeah.
It was like the 60s.
Totally.
Hey, we all
scored
that round.
Yeah. And they're each a different George.
Yeah. Yeah. Number
five.
Numero
cinco. Ladies.
Ladies are not answering.
No.
Men are not answering. Sorry.
What will your husband say? What did the ladies write for? What will your husband say is the most impressive word in his vocabulary? Scott.
This is difficult.
Oh my god.
I had a really hard time. I didn't.
What the heck? You can't start feeding things. That's on tape. Sort of. Digital tape.
It's not. See, it's not an impressive word, but I feel like you make fun of me for something all the time.
I couldn't remember what you were.
Hello. You are cheating right now. That's what's going on here. Pure cheating.
Cheaters.
Because I know what he's going to say. At least I can't remember what he's going to say, though.
But now you're telling him that that's not what it is. Yeah, see?
Just say
it. Uh-huh.
Say that.
Just say that word. I can't even think of something that I would say. Because there's so many, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So many impressive...
Mm-hmm.
Vocabulary words
that I use, right?
Oops.
I don't know.
Just out one.
Yeah, just say it.
We're running out of time.
My hard drive is filling up. I'm just going to say, it's not an impressive word, but I'm going to say documents, because you always make fun of me for saying that.
Okay.
When it's inappropriate to say that.
This isn't just kind of topical for us right now. I wrote pamplemousse.
Pamplemousse.
Yeah.
Very nice.
That is an impressive word.
What's a pamplemousse?
It's a flavor of Perrier water.
Wow.
We
learned something.
Yeah.
We learned something every podcast.
Matt, what's your most impressive word?
Most impressive? I think I'm on the same boat. I feel like it's not my most impressive. It's just the one
something you
use
catch
constantly.
Some flack for, yeah.
See,
you can't talk. You're going to cheat like them? I don't want to cheat like them. I'd rather lose not cheating.
You want to lose like winners.
Cheat.
We only
like
have one point,
like,
so at this point it doesn't matter.
Cheat like losers.
Cheat like losers.
I'm giving her some out.
Okay.
I'm giving her some out. Don't
foreign.
Talk like that.
What?
What's that word that you say?
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with ridiculous.
No. I honestly, you use very impressive big words that I don't understand all the time.
Well, granted...
Shut up.
Okay.
No!
I wrote vapid because it's the one you say a lot.
Oh, no.
You say vapid a lot, and I didn't know what it meant, and I had to look it up.
I don't call her
vapid. That's ironic.
I don't say vapid.
Yeah,
yeah.
It is very ironic.
Yeah.
So I had to look it up, and
okay.
I thought it was impressive. Did you
Christina? Ash?
Yes.
What did Christina write?
Excelsior.
Yeah. Impressive as meaning like big, fancy words.
That says
yeah.
a lot about you and Ash.
I
yeah.
took it as like the most ridiculous word because that would be impressive to you.
Yeah.
Like Excelsior.
Yeah.
So I put Janglies.
Janglies. Pretty impressive.
Janglies.
Janglies.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yes. I often like to sit and play games in my janglies.
All right. Ladies. What did we write? For what is the strangest thing you've ever thrown at or threatened us with? Chrissy.
Hmm.
What is the strangest thing that I've ever threatened?
Thrown at him or threatened him with?
Threatened him with? I'm gonna have to say it's putting my finger in his
nose. Oh, God.
That could have gone many directions.
Yes, I know.
That did happen the other day, by the way. She had my arms pinned behind my back and was sitting on me and had her finger up my nose, and I had no way to get it. I couldn't get it out, so I was trying to blow her fingers out of my nose, and I was just screaming.
And what was I doing? Maniacally laughing.
Yeah, it was horrible.
You guys are really good nerds.
It was horrible. My answer was actually her crotch.
She throws her, or she threatens
what?
You.
You threaten me. Remember when you try and, like, slam me with it? Remember that?
That's sex.
Oh! That makes sense. Yes.
You kept pushing it on. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
Scott.
Wrong.
Okay.
Or Jen. Sorry. What did Scott write?
I'm going to say putting my tongue in his ear.
Oh! I'm going to stick my tongue in his ear.
What?
Wow. That's
I totally
really
took
good.
This the wrong way.
What
did you? What would you think I wrote?
I think the strangest thing I've ever thrown at you is a screwdriver.
Oh my god!
Why did you throw a screwdriver? Yeah.
I don't. I don't remember, but I know that I've done it. Like at the other house.
I just wrote clothes because you've thrown clothes at me.
No, you throw clothes at me on my head.
Oh man!
You tried to throw them on my head.
And the truth comes out.
We're gonna move on.
So the Osaskis get one.
They're not even married. This doesn't count.
No, but they're winning.
Same.
We were told we had to throw the game because Jen's a sore loser.
Okay, after round five.
Maybe we'll talk about that after
after round five, the Osaskis have 5 points. The Sevillas have 3 and the Karens have 1.
On the board!
Yes. Yes.
Everybody's the winner.
All right.
Except we're really winning.
Yes.
Oh, man. Dudes.
Yes.
What did your ladies write for? What will your husband say is the one thing that makes his eyes bug out of his sockets? Scott Osaski.
How come you don't go first?
don't know. It's my game.
I'm going to say when I take the dog out and she doesn't poop and I just stand out there in the cold.
So, Jen, did you write a small book on your card?
I just put my face. Because I didn't know what to put. What does that mean?
Like why you're would, so pretty that he's like, ooh, 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 like that
why
kind of
would, so my eyes, your eyes bug out of your sockets when you take the dog out.
No, like when I'm getting I took it to mean like something that makes you crazy.
That was amazing.
Right? Like something like when my eyes are bugging, like
I thought it was
out.
Like you like it.
Well,
like you like
it.
I
could go either way. Could go either way.
The phrase was bugging out. And so like
I think it's
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay.
Makes my eyes bug out of my sockets. Kate Beckinsale.
Oh. I also
damn.
Took it in a bad way. I said when the cats pee on stuff.
Yeah, I'm about to kill them.
Oh, both of yours were not animals doing
Ash. Hold on.
Boobs?
Well, see, I took it that they did, and I said...
Walking the dog!
I said crazy video game things, like while you're playing and things
oh,
like
yeah,
either
yeah.
like really cool happen or like really funny cool thing, and you're like,
yeah! Yeah.
That's a,
yeah.
That's a boner round.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's a hard question.
Alright, so dude's number six, right?
Yeah. Girls, ladies, number six.
Well, number six for the ladies, from the dudes. How many cards does your husband say you carry in your purse? Like
cards?
Plastic credit card
oh,
type,
no.
I guess. We'll start with Melissa.
30.
Oh, you have to be within
one.
There's within
said
one.
One.
Within one. Oh, I'm not. Come on, everybody, calm down. I was just iterating
Look
so that people
rules.
Would know what's going on. I wrote 12.
Mm,
I didn't
no.
know. I just threw a number on a card. It's
yeah.
a lot. That's all I knew.
I know.
Scott.
Jen.
I'm gonna say 8.
Ooh, I said 9.
Ooh.
Hey,
ooh.
Know a lot
cheating.
About each other.
How many?
Just saying, if anybody
just
was likely to cheat at this table.
Any cards? Like,
plastic cards. That's what I said to them. That was the directive I gave
cards.
Them.
I'm gonna say like.
Ash is
like,
the most stoic guy in during this game. It's
he,
awesome.
He could play poker.
He's good
really
at this.
Well.
It's from Magic the Gathering. Maybe. I learned how to keep a very
I'm
straight face.
Say 26.
What? Did you really have that many? I said 8. Do you have 26
well,
fucking
like,
cards in your purse?
Like gift cards.
That's why I put 30.
Like,
I was thinking
like
plastic
the,
credit
like
cards.
Card.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
like,
what
yeah.
I was asking. But like
sorry.
Gift cards are
okay.
plastic.
Okay.
Cards.
Okay.
This
going around.
I carry my Black Lotus and my
Sasuke's got
discount. Like you know the points cards
yeah.
and stuff. I was counting all
like
those.
Reward zone.
Yeah.
Mm. Alrighty.
Absurd. You have that many.
Alrighty, boys.
Oh my
geez. What did the ladies write? What did the ladies write for? What is your favorite nerdy activity to do together, Ash?
Favorite nerdy activity to do together. Play games. Gaming. Play
video
games!
Play
video
games.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you do for a living again?
It's all right.
Oh, Vito.
So English
teacher.
Isn't her first
person.
Language, guys.
Be
honest.
What?
So
oh.
Weird.
I'm going to say go to... No.
What?
You
can't
do anything! I didn't do anything!
I was going to say go to Epcot. Like, go to Disney World.
That would have been a good answer, too. But I said Dance Central.
Oh.
Cool.
I thought about that, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I got one wrong.
I don't know. We asked 100 people.
D&D.
No.
Oh, see, that would have been a good one, too.
I put shopping for comics.
Oh,
that's
a good one,
sweetie.
Yeah.
That, like,
that's a good one.
It is a good one.
I know. That's
yeah.
why I was agreeing with you. All right.
I think play Vito games is the best.
Ladies.
No points for spelling.
Yeah.
Which
oh,
comic, game, TV, or movie character... Do we think... I'm reading this very wrong.
Yeah.
What character...
Okay.
Let me pause. Hold on.
Character.
What character from a comic, game, TV, or movies did we write down that you associate us with?
Now, this is the same question you asked us.
Yes, just
okay.
In reverse.
But, okay,
reverse.
So
this is what did we write down that you think we
what
are
I
like.
Think he is like.
Yes.
That he thinks
wrote
that
down.
I wrote down.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I
I'm
write
so
down
confused
that
right now.
He is thinking that I
it's a It's a guy character you're saying. The guy character
okay.
that you think he wrote,
oh,
yes, you think
the
he's
the guy
like.
That I am most like.
I got it.
So he
wrote a person down that he is most like.
That he thinks I think
that you would say,
like.
Yes.
Okay.
I love this question.
This one's good. It's a good question. It reads a lot better when you're just asking.
So I think that you think that I think.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
It's a guy character that I wrote down because I think you're going to say it.
Yeah, from
anything. Anything. Comic, TV, movies.
We're going three levels deep here.
Okay.
That's what she said.
You probably wrote down that I think that you remind me of
George Costanza.
And I've said this 100 times. Oh my goodness.
This is an easy point.
I know this.
Do it!
Because I always say, like, you know, you remind me of him. And it's usually Patton Oswalt.
No.
Oh,
no.
That's not a character, first of all.
Okay, fine.
It's just a person.
What character?
What is it?
Chandler Bing! Chandler Bing!
You are like Chandler.
I've gotten it since fucking high school.
Yeah,
but you
have
Chandler.
Wow.
I used to
say that. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, I suck at this game.
Alright.
Alright.
Chrissy.
I'm going to say, and I'm only saying this because I've said it to you like 3 times this week, that you remind me of. Bork.
Oh, the laughter. When you see what I think of myself compared to what she thinks of me, laughter will increase exponentially.
Quick, after this, we have to show Jen just like
yeah.
a 30-second clip of who Bork is
yes.
because that is the most amazing comparison I've ever heard of in my life.
All right.
Well, I call him Bork all the time. He's from the guild.
It's the old guy from the guild.
And here comes the ego destroyer. Captain Malcolm Reynolds.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You watched Firefly, didn't you? Or Serenity?
Because
we've one of them?
Watching
you didn't watch
it
either?
And
you probably like that show.
Yep.
Yeah, you did say.
We watched Dollhouse.
And I am a lot like Bork.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no.
Read the
it's
question.
Not
Who do you think Scott wrote down that you think he is like? You're not answering this.
Oh, okay.
You wrote the name down.
Oh, okay.
In
case you missed the last 2 rounds that just happened.
Okay.
You are like... I'm just going to say this one again. Charlie Brown.
What? See, I didn't think... That's not how I took the question. You wrote...
You know,
the,
I don't care, winner
the,
pants.
The word in the question is associate with. So I put...
You're not a fish.
But I mean, but
no, the wording is who do they associate you with? So, I mean, that works, I guess.
Who would you associate me with?
It's obviously not how anyone else in this game took it, but
yeah.
You know.
I think we understood. I just think I'm awesome, and she thinks I'm like an old retired gamer.
Hey, but who's your favorite character in the guild?
Codex.
Bork.
Yes.
All right. No points
no
for
points.
All those. So now number 8 for us to answer is the exact same question, but about the girls.
Okay.
Correct.
What character did they write down that we associate them with?
I had a hard time with
Scott.
This.
Because, again, the word is associate and not, like, who do I think you are? I put Lois Griffin.
You didn't put anything.
Well,
you're guessing.
Or I guessed Lois Griffin.
Oh, but she needed to say who.
Because you were, you know, because
no,
you always.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she has
so what did you write down?
What did you write down?
This is just a give me because I just wrote Chewbacca because
I
didn't
freaking
you
could have put
R2-D2. Jen thinks you think she's a hairy 8-foot tall.
It could have been R2-D2
well yes, but I didn't know what to put.
She always they always go
Pingers. Questions are very
Ash
nerdy.
Yes they are.
The
podcast is nerdappropriate.com. Third person deck.
I'm going to go with Clara from the Guild.
Take that. Jen and I still are
cool. I don't know.
We don't get it.
Clara from the Guild is the large pregnant one.
Now, I had a really hard time, and I had a... Matt yelling at me to hurry up.
Yeah,
so I was yelling at you.
I don't necessarily think that I'm like this character. I just wrote it down because I thought it would be the first character you would think of.
Okay.
And I wrote down Miranda.
Mm. I actually thought of Miranda, yeah.
Mm.
Just because I was the only character that I could think of that you would think of.
You're going to love my answer.
Oh, God. I don't even know.
No mind melding. You can't mind meld.
I'm trying. That's all I got here, Scott. I have three. Two,
we have
four,
one,
point.
One point. Come on, baby. Put us on the board again.
You don't ever call me baby.
I know. It's because we're.
That really horrible one, though. I don't think you wrote it.
I. You might. You never guess. I mean, you never know.
How offended are you gonna get?
Not offended.
Miss Piggy.
I am Miss Piggy.
But I put data from the Goonies.
What?
That's evasion.
Slick shoes. Are you nuts?
That's what I said. I said booby trap.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
You
should have
put short round. You should have.
You called me out.
All right. Ladies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will your husband say he would rather fly, be invisible, or have X-ray vision, Chrissy?
Oh.
Oh, wait, that's...
Oh, no.
No, it's...
That's
you're asking the girls, so that's what the guys thought
yeah.
they would want to have.
We both did this question.
Yeah,
oh,
but
okay.
The question...
Yes, was, Chrissy, which one did your guy want?
No. The question is which
that one... is where we are in the game right now.
Right.
I thought the question was which one would we think that are...
yeah.
You're killing
other.
Me. The question was which one... Will your husband say he would rather... To her, will your husband say he would rather fly the invisible...
one.
This
so
is a different question.
But it is the next question. We're
so
on number 9.
You're answering for the one he wrote down.
For the one he wrote down.
But I'm
okay,
saying
what
I wrote down was what I think she would
we're
want to
we're
going to
pause. I'm
ladies.
Deleting all of that.
Okay. What
ladies.
Did he write down that,
you would,
I
want.
Would want?
Yes.
What fucking power do you want?
What are the choices again?
Fly, invisibility, or X-ray vision.
I would want to be invisible.
I actually saw this illustration. You drew it for 15 minutes. They get a point. Scott.
Huskies.
I would say that...
by the way, we are the most awesome spellers. Invisibility.
Invisibility.
From the teachers.
And veto games.
I would want to fly.
Oh, yeah!
Cool. Point.
Ability to fly.
Now remember, I may have written this down wrong after all of that confusion I just set out.
So I'm going to go with fly.
Boom! 2 points!
2 points.
Yay.
Now, what would my actual ability be?
I don't know.
I don't
care about this question
anymore.
There's
another question about
you
that.
You just burned
it?
Me out on this question.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Number 9.
That's round 8.
That's why I thought I was missing a question.
Number 9.
But to our viewers.
For the ladies, is the same question, but now we're going to answer what you wrote down.
Yeah.
However
so
you may have written it down. It's only 3 choices, so it really doesn't matter anymore.
Me?
Ash.
Flight.
Flying power.
Yes.
Power.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You know, I don't actually want to
flight.
Fly, though. Yes. I know that you want to fly.
The ability
hey,
whatever.
To fly.
However it works, I
hey,
got more points
you
on
said
the board.
What was on the card, you got a point. That's, to our viewers, there was no confusion anyways.
Yeah,
no. It doesn't matter.
No one knows what we're talking about.
I want to be invisible.
Yep.
No!
Yeah, we know our nerdy husband.
Do you realize that 2 of those powers are strictly used for superhero masturbation? Invisibility and X-ray vision.
I want to have X-ray vision.
I want to know how Ash's brain works.
You mean to tell me you never thought of...
It says a lot about your personality.
I know.
It's one of the questions I ask when I interview like new people for jobs. I always ask, if you could be any kind of super, or if you could have any superhuman ability, what would you want? Because it tells me what kind of person they are and whether or not I think they'd be suitable for retail.
I've changed from an E to an I. I think that's the thing.
Oh, extrovert to introvert. Mm. Yeah, I always ask people, like, what kind of... Because the kids that always say they want to be invisible, they're not the kids that are going to...
extrovert than you actually think you are.
Hey, we got the card right, so... next question.
Well, I said the kids that always say that they want to be invisible, I never hire them because that means they don't... Because they don't want to talk... They don't want to talk to people. They don't want to be seen. They don't... It's not true, but it says a lot about...
That's why the two of you are jobless.
No, invisibility is a sneaky power.
Right, because then they want to steal and not get in trouble.
Defensive power.
So they don't get in trouble. They don't get rewarded. They don't get recognized for anything. I don't hire them.
Protection.
You can fly away, though.
Potter can be invisible.
Yeah.
My favorite answer...
So wait, what is yours? X-ray vision?
Well, when I'm answering this question, when it's asked to me about when I'm getting interviewed for jobs, it's speed. I want to do everything
really
fast,
oh,
or stop times that I can get everything
done. So what would your choice
done?
Have been?
My weakness is that I'm too good of an employee.
Extra vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Number nine.
Number
for
nine.
For us.
Ladies.
Ladies. What did your guy write down that you would admit is the one thing you do that brings to the mind the phrase nerdy?
So what do I do...
That makes him think is nerdy.
That I'm nerdy.
Yes. Unless Scott took this question a different way.
I really tried to reflect on the underlying meaning of the question.
I guess I'll go first.
Yes.
I'm going to say, like, a nerdy thing that I do is being, like, overly organized about everything and, like, being very, like, particular about, like, exactly how things are placed.
I said Dungeons and Dragons.
Mwah, mwah.
No point for you.
Yeah. I'm worried about the covers on the bed, like when we go to bed.
Oh my gosh.
Like, they have to be exactly correct.
Wow.
And like, my feet can't be sticking out the bottom.
Oh, you haven't done that in so long, though. But it's true.
Yeah.
I wrote just the act of making fun of me and trying to resist being a nerd. I think that's kind of nerdy.
Aww.
You cannot resist us.
No point.
Resistance. Because
you're like, oh, documents. But then you're...
What do I do that's really nerdy?
Nerd.
I think everything I do is really nerdy. But I think Matt wrote down on his card that the nerdiest thing I do... I don't want to sing songs in the car with you.
Well, that's what I do.
That's kind of sweet.
Solitaire is not nerdy.
Yeah, it's pretty nerdy.
Take your card back. It's not nerdy.
24 hours a day.
It's
like every
nerdy.
Moment of time is just green glow on her face playing solitaire endlessly.
Also...
She fell asleep with the phone on her head. I was like, looked at her and I'm like, are you playing anymore? And I didn't hear anything. I was like, are you sleeping? And I woke up. She's like, And I'm like, you're still playing solitaire. She's like, I'm not.
It's also pretty nerdy that she calls it the spider.
Oh, I have a new one, the scorpion.
Oh, see.
There you
nerdy.
Go.
It's so fun.
We need to make this a yearly occasion.
I know.
I'm really enjoying this game.
Ash checked out of the
yearly
game.
Yearly occasion.
Ash wants a 3-question game.
Okay.
Come on, you're spending
time
with
me.
It's not that bad.
Number 10. Last question of the game.
So this is, now I'm turned around completely. Are you answering or we're answering?
Boys.
Boys.
So your is what you've written down.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
All right, boys.
Uh-huh.
If our baby grew up and was a cross-dressing rock star, would we say that the genes came from our side of the family or their side of the family? Ash.
I guess I'll say my side of the family.
Whatever.
I was trying to be nice.
Rockstar, hello, my side.
Oh, yeah, cross-dressing my side.
Scott.
I'm going to say my side.
I said his side.
Yay!
You guys should get married.
Is that a stretch when you've seen me cross-dress?
Really? Your side. What?
Your side.
How many cross-dressing rock stars do I have on my side of the family?
More than mine.
Jenna, have you met your sister?
Yeah,
have
you met your family?
That's true. Yeah, but... no, I won't go there.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
I don't know. Anyway, it's fine. Go ahead. Ladies!
I'm trying to
figure
out who cross-dresses on my side of the family.
Nobody cross-dresses on your side of the family, but nobody cross-dresses on our side.
What were you about to say?
I was going to say that you have two lesbian aunts.
Wow.
We'll
delete that out of the podcast.
That's why I said I won't go there. I didn't want to talk about it.
They're not lesbian with each other.
And the answer that we just reflected on.
Not that
on
I'm ashamed
so
of my lesbian aunts. Just that was a horrible thing to say.
They don't cross dress. I'm just. Oh my god.
Married lady.
Divorce.
So that'll be cut out.
I'll decide what's cut out of this podcast.
Cut it.
Thank you very much. All right, ladies, last question. And then Ash will be free. I just love it. I have to say, because it happens on different podcasts on different occasions.
Yes.
There are times when we're playing Munchkin right now, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Ash looks like he's in torturous pain while we're going through these questions. He's just finished.
I have to just give myself a little defense. I get up at 4:30.
Oh, I know. You're tired.
So by now, I'm fucking shot. I've been awake for way too long.
I know. I agree. So last question, and then we're done with this most wonderful podcast with our wives and soon-to-be wives. Ladies, what did we write down for... My husband, what do we think you think? For my husband has more blank than anyone else I know.
Oh.
Jennifer.
Admiral Akbar.
Yes, it's a win!
Well, you had it sitting out up.
No, I just put it down.
No,
on
I
the table.
Didn't see it.
He had it down here. Whatever.
Chrissy.
He has more blank
than anyone you know.
Anyone I know.
I think I just saw a picture of it on one of the other cards.
He drew a flower at one point.
No video games?
I said patience.
Oh!
Which I was great last.
I was going to be funny that way and say charm.
Oh!
But you went for video games.
But then I thought you wouldn't write that.
You didn't get any game points, but you got life points.
Right? Yeah.
That's it, sweetie. This is the last chance for a point.
It doesn't get more stupid.
It's the last chance for a point.
Finish
you
strong.
You have more computers than anybody else I know.
I was going to say comics.
I was gonna say that! More sarcasm than anything. I actually was gonna say that, and then I changed my... Oh, man!
You don't know me at all.
I...
This is the last game we will ever play together.
But we learned a lot about each other tonight.
4, 5, 6.
You know what, Scott? We did.
So, the Asoskis, who are not quite married yet, end the game with 10 points!
Yay!
That's
the Sibyllas, who have been married the second longest, got 6 points. And the Karens, who've been married the longest out of everybody, we got 3 points.
Woo!
Yay!
Well, it's like Ash said, though, we did let the Asoskis win because Jen
no.
gets very angry when she
what?
Loses games.
Which I think might be her nerdiest quality.
Yeah.
You just have a competitive spirit.
And anyways, I'm not going to keep it the podcast all night, but the most competitive person I have ever met in my entire life.
Oh, thanks.
Jen, soon to be Asoski.
Yay.
But,
leave you to this.
Good times,
that.
Everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Valentine's Day podcast.
Yes.
Special edition.
Happy
special
Valentine's
edition.
Day.
Thank you, ladies, for putting up with our nerdiness.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
And putting up with this.
Welcome to the nerd.
This
table.
Recording podcast material equipment. And that was the awkward ending for the show.
Oh, good.
You know, I was going to say, like, before
Excelsior!
We actually started dating,
yes.
The first thing I ever did nice for you is I gave you a Valentine's card.
I choo-choo-choo.
It's it. I came up to the social and hand-delivered it to
you. Did
you
re-gift it from somebody else?
No, I actually handmade Valentine's for all my friends and
oh, that's nice.
All my special people, and I came up to the social and I hand-delivered it
to you.
I
was a special person.
You're working the door.
You didn't know her.
Didn't
know
we didn't really know each other.
Mm.
It's back when you still wore overalls.
I never wore overalls.
In your straw
I swear
hat.
There's a picture
no.
in existence. I swear to
no,
God.
No, they're not flattering. No.
We saw a girl in overalls the other night.
We did.
That's awesome.
Not good.
Yeah, crispers.
They're comfortable.
It's just like boob to crotch.
They were
no...
cut off too. They were like Daisy Duke overalls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's like easy access, though. You just get the...
She had a white long sleeve shirt on underneath it.
What was that, Scott?
Oh, I said they're comfortable.
There are pictures of me in overalls.
Yeah. Yes, I've seen them.
I look like a weight loss commercial.
I lost this many.
They sound like Mickey Mouse.
Do your Mickey Mouse laugh. Alright, thank you everybody. That's
bye.
It. Bye.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.